Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. When the original founders of Kauai Ha'o Seminary and Mills Institute opened their doors in the mid-19th century, they couldn't have imagined how radically different their schools would look when they joined forces to become Mid-Pacific Institute in 1908. Today, Mid-Pacific Institute represents the founders' principles and so much more. Mid-Pacific plays a leadership role in Hawaii because of the advanced curricular offerings in the arts, humanities, and technology. Our guest today is one of the leaders of Mid-Pacific Institute. The Lord has done an amazing work in his life, as you will soon hear the intricate qualities and the deliberate ways in which God has moved in his life to bring him to the place where he is today, a place of influence, a place of profound impact, not only in the lives of students, but families, parents, really an influence in the community, an influence that will touch the lives for Christ. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know, dear friend, that whatever you might be facing at this very moment, whatever challenge it might be, however difficult it might seem, even impossible it might be to you. You know, we all at moments begin to feel a daunting task ahead of us, like David and Goliath, and you think, man, how could I ever get through this? Well, through Christ, all things are possible. And that's why it means so much, if you don't know Christ, to let you know that you can know him in a personal way, that you can know God. You can know God because Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ calls you to himself right now. The loving voice of the Lord, his arms outstretched for you, dear one. Would you come to him? And if you're walking with the Lord, well, we're here to encourage you, to inspire you in the name of the Lord. Dwayne E. D. Priester is currently the middle school principal at Mid-Pacific Institute in Honolulu. Dr. Priester is married to Clara, and they have two sons, Damon and Brandon, and five wonderful grandchildren. Dr. D. Priester holds an undergraduate degree in history and master's and doctorate degrees in educational leadership. As an educator for more than 24 years, his experiences range from teaching middle and high school social studies to an adjunct professor for Northern Arizona University's College of Education. During the past 3 years, in addition to his administrative responsibilities, he teaches Bible study at the City of Refuge Church under the leadership of Dr. Wayne Anderson. He's active in the community as he believes that, as the body of Christ, we should impact our community. Dr. Priester, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And after graduation, went to college and spent several years in Durham, North Carolina, moving eventually to Arizona, worked there for a number of years, and then now in Hawaii.
That's just a snapshot. We've got to fill in some of the open spaces there, and we will. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
There three people that really impacted my life. First, my mother, who's an amazingly strong woman of God, raised us in the church despite some difficult circumstances over the years, made sure that our foundation was strong. As I grew up, I had a pastor who was a strong influence in my life, always there. In spite of difficulties, in spite of the ups and the downs, he was always there, and he was a consistent force for me as well. And when I turned 18 and really gave my life to God and really began to focus on God's purpose in my life, there was a minister by the name of Steve Everett who took me on as a mentee. He spoke into my life again during that formation period as a young believer. He was there. He was always a sounding board. Set a great example for me, not only as a man of God, but as a husband and a father.
Let's push the pause button and reflect a little bit. Your mom. What was it about her influence upon you in the midst of difficult circumstances that really stood out to you?
You know, and oftentimes we talk about Christ in our lives. We talk about being an example. You know, day in and day out, I had a mother who was the prime example of a woman of God, or just a person of God. She was always a stable influence, in spite of me being kind of rascally going through school, and in spite of me sometimes wanting to go my own way. She knew exactly just how much to let my rope go out as far as it needed to, and then she would pull me back in. She didn't preach at me, but she always gave me the soft word of God, and she always prayed. I know she was always on her knees. And she believed that keeping us in church at a younger age would set that foundation, giving us an opportunity to go out and explore as we grew older. She knew that the things that were instilled in me as a young man would come back. So even as I came back to God at the age of 18, again, she was there as an influence in my life. In addition to my pastor and Stephen Everett, the minister, she was always there too. And sometimes we prayed together and we talked together, we cried together. But again, she always lived that Christ-like example for me.
It seems like the 18th year of your life was a pivotal year.
Yes.
What happened?
So, you know, after going through some really ups and downs, the time when I turned 15, I decided I just didn't want to go to church. I was tired of church. I grew up in a pretty strong Pentecostal church. You know, we were in, you hear comedians talk about those Sundays where you went to church early in the morning, you had afternoon service, you had night service, and you had Wednesday service, you had Thursday prayer meeting. And so that was my life growing up in church, and I didn't know much outside of that. So as I grew older in my teenage years, I wanted to experiment a little bit. When I was 16 and I got my license, and I was an athlete in school, and kind of a...
What sports did you play?
I was a wrestler and I was a football player.
Okay.
So
what position did you play in football?
So in football, I was a linebacker and I was a running back, and I was a force at the time.
Yes.
So I thought, anyway, you always imagine yourself as more than you are at that age. But God has this way of kind of drawing you back in. So through those years, when you begin to, as we say in the South, as we begin to smell ourselves, it's a Southern expression, you know, God had his way of kind of saying, I'm going to let you go out so far before I yank you back in. When I was 18, when I turned 18, I went through a little bit of a rough period, started to party a little bit and really started to spend more time. My friends became my greatest influence. And so God just, he took me through a period that just yanked me back in. And it was at 18 in the month of April that God said, okay, that's enough. I've got to work for you, and I need you to get about my business. So after going through a rough period, one Sunday morning, I just decided I'm going to go to church that morning. And I remember even walking in, my mother was shocked to see me in church. And it was that day that God drew me in. So that was in April. It was the third Sunday in April, and I gave my life to God, and I have not looked back since.
The significance of a moment like that, when you come to church, when a person goes to church, when a young man who grows up in church mm-hmm. comes to church mm-hmm. on his own volition, no one has to drag you there. No right. one has to manipulate or force that to happen. That is profound mm-hmm. because it speaks of the action really speaks of an internal change mm-hmm. that has gone through a process where, like in this case, you experimented, you tested, you went out and tried things as many young people do. But at 18, suddenly, I guess what happens is at that moment, what took place was it became your faith became your own.
Right.
Now, you're listening to Dr. D. Priester. He's the middle school principal at Mid-Pacific Institute in Honolulu, Hawaii, one of the finest educational institutions in the state. And here he's talking about a pivotal moment in his life as a teen, how God was beginning to work in and through him. Pivotal moments like that happen to us all the time. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Mothers seem to have some intrinsic quality, a gift given by God to see potential in their children. Perhaps even when all that is seen seems like the opposite of what the potential actually can be. But here's the thing. There are moments when mothers, and, you know, I'll just throw in fathers too. Mothers and fathers. Mothers, of course, sometimes are more expressive, more emotional. But they fight for their kids. They pray. They might even pray prayers that we would not even be able to understand, because in the depths, that visceral moment when they begin to cry and weep and pray because they know where their child is headed, whoa, something I think, I believe, clicks in the heart of God when they hear those kinds of prayers. And of course, dads, we can pray like that too, but if we would only realize the depth of what's actually happening, the fight that's going on for the souls of our children, where, well, my guest had a mother who prayed like that for him and cried out to God, and at the age of 18, there was a change. Dr. Dwayne D. Priester. D. is in studio with us today. He's the middle school principal at Mid-Pacific Institute. To find out more about MidPAC, you can find out more at midpac.edu. And you're listening to the Good Life for You radio show. I'm Danny Almashur. I'm glad you're with us today. Heart to Heart, sharing with D. Priester. Take us back, this moment. You mentioned how it was a little emotional talking about your 18th year. But you said your mom was a fighter. What way would you say she was like that?
You know, my mother was just tough. She grew up in Georgia, and she grew up during a really rough time. Going back to the 40s and 50s when she grew up, her formative years, and so she knew that resolve. And I think that walked itself out when she had her own children, and she knew the importance of holding on to something, especially God's gift. She saw her children as her gift from God. And I think that's the thing that drove her all of these years. Even when my father decided he was going to leave home, she didn't give up. I think she mounted up another level of strength, and she had vision, she had direction for her children. And if I can switch gears a little bit and even talk about my wife, because I see that in my wife, Clara, with our two boys, she has that same tenacity, that same drive. And it's interesting, you talked about that prayer, you talked about that commitment, that refusal to let go. You see that in Jacob's fight when he wrestled with the angel, that refusal to give up. And I see that same resolve in my wife, with our two sons. And she's not moved by what she sees, but she's moved by the promises that God has given her regarding our two sons, and she refuses to let go. And I see that walking out in every aspect of her life. And I know your question had to do with my mother, but it's interesting because the same resolve that mm-hmm. my mother displayed, I see that and even more in my wife today.
It's not always that we can have a principal in studio. This is a unique moment. The influence that you have today, being put in the position that you have at a school like MidPAC, God had to work and move. And I know you recognize that. How would you describe the way that the Lord has moved to bring you to the place where you are today? And take us back on that process of your journey, of what you've seen the Lord do.
You know, we sometimes have our own plans, our set of goals we set down. And for me, years ago, I was taught to set 5, 10, 15-year goals. And it's interesting, you know, it's almost as if God sits back and says, yeah, I'm going to let him plan out his life, but it's ultimately what I want, and this is what God does. He gives us enough latitude to say, these are the things that I want to accomplish. But when you're walking with Christ, when you're walking with God, he has a plan. So and I remember early in my career as an educator, when I was a teacher and I worked at a residential high school, and I thought, you know, I just want to spend my life as a teacher. I enjoy working with kids, and you know, it was my wife who said, you know, you have the makings of an administrator. And I remember fighting, saying, I want no parts of that. I don't want to deal with administration. I don't want to deal with the policies and procedures. I just want to be in front of kids. So she backed off, and you know, and I can imagine her in her mind thinking, okay, we'll see. God's going to have his way.
She's got resolve for
you too. She's got resolve for me too. And over the years, as when I went into education and for a while when we were in North Carolina, we continued to walk out God's process. And all along the way, God would drop these little nuggets to let me know. And when we moved to Arizona, I ended up working for a very strong Christian principal who hired me. And in my second year, actually it was in the first year, he said, you'll be a good administrator. And I'm, you know, and you're thinking in the back of your mind, did you have a conversation with my wife at some point?
I've heard that from my wife before.
So, you know, he identified me. He said, you know, you'll make a good administrator. And I want to stop and give my wife credit for being the first to say that.
She saw it.
And when I went into administration, in spite of the fact that I really enjoyed teaching, I really loved it, that was God's purpose. God's purpose was for me to have a much larger impact, not just on the lives of my students, but on the lives of teachers and in the lives of parents and fellow administrators. That was God's journey for me. That was his purpose.
Now, sometimes God opens the door, and he opens it wide in the front, mm-hmm. front door. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he'll open a door from the side. Mm-hmm. You're still getting into the place that you need to get in.
Yes.
Every once in a while, he'll open a back door.
Yes.
And it's very unconventional. Some would say it might not ever have been done before.
Right.
How did God open doors for you?
You know, when I went to work in Arizona, going back to the principal that I worked for first, I worked for the largest school district in Arizona, Mesa Public Schools. And at the time, it was the largest school district. And they had a very strict policy. They would only hire assistant principals, or they would only hire administrators with their credentials. So going back to the story of the principal that said you had great leadership qualities, he was working very closely with the superintendent for human resources at the time, and she had noticed me first when I walked in and turned in my resume and my application, and she watched me as I walked in the office. She watched me as I walked out. And watched me several times coming back and forth to turn in paperwork. And at the time, she started to question, who is that guy? And I have to say this, she wasn't really looking at me, but it was the Christ in me. And I always want to be honest about that. It's not me. It's not the skills that I have. It's not all of the qualities that I possess, but it's the qualities that Christ has instilled in me. So she took notice of that. And the principal encouraged me. He said, you really should, because at the time I was going to graduate school and I was deciding, am I going to get my master's in history, just get my master's in curriculum studies? But I decided to get my master's in educational leadership. And while I was working on my master's in educational leadership, I was appointed to the position of assistant principal. Now, that's unique because in the school district, they had a policy that they would only hire assistant principals once you've finished graduate school and once you've achieved your credentials. That means you get your master's and you also get your certificate of principalship from the state of Arizona. So that was their policy. But because Christ was working, Christ put me in the position of assistant principal so that I can eventually become a principal in the state. It was God who did that. He opened those doors. And that was the unique thing about the power of Christ. When we walk according to God's footsteps, the timeline and the policies of man, they mean absolutely nothing when God has his plan in motion.
Speak to somebody today who may be in a similar place of searching. They have a sense of where they want to go. They have a plan. And God gives the latitude, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
But He also is working. A word of encouragement to someone who is trying to find the path that God has. They have a sense, but maybe they need a little bit of guidance along the way. What would you say?
You know, I often offer this encouragement. We oftentimes have a sense of what we think will work best. We will, in the process of writing our 5, 10, 15-year set of goals, but it's ultimately God's purpose that we need to seek. We need to, and I encourage people, in the process of planning, say, God, this is what I think, but what is it that you want for me? What's your purpose for my life? Every step that I've taken over the past 24 years, over the past 30 years, I've always gone back to, I've always asked God, what is it that you want me to do? And even at work this morning, I remember just pausing. I'm going through a really difficult period in the sense that I'm faced with a challenge. And you're strategically trying to figure out how best to deal with this. But I just took a step back this morning and I said, God, I'm not sure which way to go. Direct my path. Mm-hmm. Show me how best to handle this. What do you want me to do? I don't know. And when we get to that point, and my encouragement for anyone is to understand that ultimately God has the direction for our lives and He will unveil that direction if we simply ask. Include God in your plan.
There, a qualifying question. What do you want, God? Here's my plan. Here's what I think. Here's what I sense. I'm putting it together. I'm looking, but Dr. Priester says, take a step back. Take a step back and ask that question. Lord, what is it that you want? Oh, yeah, the Lord can give us instincts. He gives us wisdom and we can put plans together. But here's a critical moment where if we go too fast, we might go askew. But when we step back and ask that question, Lord, what do you want? That prayer could add a whole new dimension when God answers. Oh, your future, a lot more secure. Dee Priester will be back to share more heart to heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry?
someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Mid-Pacific Institute. It's a preschool through high school college preparatory community founded on Christian values. Nurturing, challenging students to develop intellectual, emotional, artistic, spiritual, and physical strengths to become compassionate and responsible lifelong learners and global citizens. You can find out more at midpac.edu. I have the middle school principal in studio today. His name is Dr. D. Priester. What a blessing it is to have him, and it's also a blessing to have you joining us today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, to get this podcast in its entirety, maybe you're tuning in right now, I would encourage you to get the program in full because of the things that Dr. Priester has shared about his mother's influence on him, how she set certain examples that God used to make him the man he is today, and how God opened doors for him. Doors that no man could shut. He opened it for Dr. Priester. And as such, God can also open doors for you. Doors that you may not even know he was planning to open. Dr. Priester, Mid-Pacific Institute. Everyone in Hawaii knows Mid-Pacific Institute. What is it for you that stirs you up with that deep level resonated excitement to want to serve in the capacity of principalship that you have at the school?
Mid-Pacific Institute is a place that's on the move. It's a school that's in a constant state of change. When you look at the foundation of the school, where it's come from, it's an amazing place, and it's a place that really does have the hand of God resting on it. Founded by missionaries, it's a place to educate their children and then opening their doors. It's a place that's really unique in that from its foundation, you had so many different groups of kids coming together to be educated on one campus. That's groundbreaking. And if you think about it, it set the tone for where it's at today and where it's going in the future. How does it really ignite something within me? The great thing about working at Mid-Pacific Institute is I've been able to be all that Christ has purposed me to be. It's a school, when you come to work at Mid-Pacific Institute, if you have energy and passion for kids, for education, if you have energy and passion for change, it's a place that welcomes you with open arms. And this is my eighth year at Mid-Pacific Institute, which is, interestingly enough, the place that I've stayed the longest. It's because I really feel an anchoring. I really feel that this is a place where God has drawn my wife and I. It's a place that we now call home. And I believe it's a place that we call home because I know that God has taken us through some interesting twists and turns to get us here. But it's a place that's allowed me to open the doors of all that Christ has purposed me to be. It's a place that I've been allowed to be a child of God. I've been allowed to show love and compassion. It's a place where the energy and fire that God has placed in me has been allowed to shine forth. That's what it represents. That's Mid-Pacific Institute.
As middle school principal, young people are at a certain age. Some might say tenuous. Mm-hmm. Some might say energetic. Mm-hmm. Some might say full of potential. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the age group, that middle school age group? How would you describe those students?
I'd probably sum it up in one word: quirky.
Quirky.
Quirky. They're very quirky kids. The period of time between sixth grade and ninth grade, the body's going through so many changes. Hormonally, the brain is beginning to develop, but it's developing at a rapid pace. And kids want to be independent, but at the same time, they still want that adult influence in their life. They still laugh at corny jokes, but they're still trying to be cool and not laugh at those corny jokes. They're full of energy. They're full of life. Their eyes are wide open. They see life in a very positive way. All of those things connect to who I am spiritually. It's what God has placed in me. So it's fitting that I work with this particular age group because I think that's where God has me in my life. And in this long period, I still refer to myself as quirky. I'm still bright-eyed. I'm still full of energy. I'm still wondering and trying to discover all that God has me to be. So I fit in with this age group perfectly. I'm at home with this group.
What does Mid-Pacific Institute, in the quirky stage of life, what does the school present for students at this time in their life?
It is, at this particular stage, I think it opens the doors for them to be all that their lives have been purposed for. One of the things that I believe in strongly is we as adults should not pigeonhole our kids. But I believe it's our purpose as educators to help. We should help kids discover who they are, what their purpose is. That's our job. It's to point the way. And then what we have to do is once we've pointed that way, to move out of the way, to not be a stumbling block for them. Mm-hmm. Mid-Pacific Institute does an incredible job of that. We will put opportunities at our kids' feet. We will help them discover who they are. We will show them how best to accomplish those goals in a structured, spiritual, life-changing environment. And then we move to the side and let Christ take over. We let them run.
I like that. Point the way and then move out of the way.
Amen.
That's something for any parent to, grab hold of, or let that trickle down into your own, not just your mind, but trickle down in your own heart. There's a depth to that statement. as you speak about purpose, like that really comes to mind. How do you help a child, a middle schooler, find that purpose?
There are a variety of, I think, helping them, I think educating them, providing many different opportunities. But I think at the core, it's really, when we talk about purpose, purpose first begins with knowing who we are. And of all of the things that we offer our students, and I'll reflect back on the life of my sons, my wife and I, we really made it our purpose to help them discover their purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think it begins by communicating just who they are. And I'll use my sons as an example, if that's okay.
Yes, sure.
My wife and I, we knew our past. We have a sense of our future through the eyes of Christ. But most of all, we know who we are. And I think in working with our sons, we encouraged them to first know who they are. And then once they begin to know who they are, then their purpose in life becomes much clearer. And if you look at the work that he did with his disciples, he wanted them to first know who they were before they can walk out the Great Commission. And his time with them, his walking with them, was a lot of that self-discovery, knowing their soft points, knowing their strong points. And when I reflect back on what we did with our sons, and even now what I try to do with the students, it's really helping them discover who they are. And once they begin to discover that, then their sense of purpose becomes much clearer. And I think when they have that sense of purpose, all that's available to them, it becomes much clearer to them. But it's really that sense of purpose, that sense of self.
It's necessary for us to have that explained. And of course, it carries so much more weight because you've done it in your own family, with your own boys. But to have that explained about knowing who you are, helping them, are you and Clara's purpose being to help your boys find their purpose? Mm-hmm. You know, there are people that are not middle school. They are middle-aged.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't know their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They might be discovering. Some might be actually in a point of discouragement,
mm-hmm.
where they feel like at middle age, they've lived half their life or beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that odd feeling, even a regretful feeling of, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
It was all a waste.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come to that. I know we might take a step or two away from just the middle school age, but I want to. Someone listening today might feel lost,
mm-hmm.
even emotionally down,
mm-hmm.
because they're living in this quagmire of regret,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to get out of that. But they've got some decades left, and maybe
mm-hmm.
a word of encouragement from you might have an underlying effect on them that could create, perhaps by God's grace, an underswell or maybe a current within them that all is not lost.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're listening today just for a message like that. As much as Dr. D. Priester can speak to middle school students, I believe he has a special word for us today that may be older or up in years. Hey, he can relate. He can relate to the young. He can relate to the middle age. He can relate to old. And you know, old, young, middle age, it's all kind of relative in the way we see it. But a word from the Lord, from a man of God, who is an educator. Educational leadership, that's his expertise. Lord will have a word for us when we come back. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this now. Dr. D. Priester.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So, what about it? Years ago, a book comes out. It's called The Purpose-Driven Church. And a few years later, a book comes out by the same author, Dr. Rick Warren, The Purpose-Driven Life. Purpose, purpose. It's been a catchphrase in the last decade or so, or even beyond. But you know what? From the beginning of time, human beings have been searching for meaning, for significance. Actually, searching for purpose in life. What is that? Some people call it, you know, the end. What's the reason I'm here? Teleology. Why do I exist today? You know, knowing that can impact the way you live. Why do I exist for the future? It'll impact the way that you live today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. In studio, my guest today is Dr. D. Priester. He's the principal of the Mid-Pacific Institute Middle School here in Honolulu, Hawaii. A man of great depth, of great spiritual capacity, but a man of compassion who speaks to the people of the times. He speaks and relates with his young people, that quirky middle school age, as he says. But he has a word for all of us from the Lord. Find out more about this program. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast in its entirety for free. That and other resources. And if you want to find out more, go there, thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and your financial support, you can find out more about doing that as well at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more about Mid-Pacific Institute, midpac.edu. Dr. Priester, that purpose. Hmm. What about someone maybe in not just middle school, but middle age?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone like that regarding purpose?
So much of my work is with middle school students. And I'm fortunate to have a wife who is a woman who is just moved with compassion when it comes to adults, specifically women. And I want to talk about purpose from, as I talk about my wife and some of the work that she's doing. My wife, who herself in her first marriage is a survivor of domestic violence. She promised God if he brought her out of that, that she would give her life to the cause of working with women who are coming out of the same thing. And that work has now blossomed into other areas. And as you talk about people who begin to discover their purpose later in life, I can't help but think about her. Not that she didn't know her purpose, but she's really beginning to walk it out now. And in the process of walking out her purpose, she's helping so many other adults our age now discover their purpose. And one of the things I really admire most about the work that she does is the fact that she has this unique ability to help adults understand that they have meaning, that God has purposed them for something in this world. So many, and you said this earlier, Pastor, you said you mentioned the fact that people are searching. And I see this, and my wife talks about it all the time, that people are constantly, they're trying this, they're trying that, they're into so many different things, trying to discover exactly who they are, rather than taking that internal look at what God has called me to be. And I'm fortunate in that my wife allows me to tag along sometimes, and I get a chance to see the incredible work that's involved when you begin to work with adults and you begin to help them understand that they really do matter. And the things that they're searching for most is right at their fingertips. That they don't have to get involved in so many different things, but it's right there. And that one simple statement, God has purposed you for whatever. God has purposed you for this. And when that begins to take hold, then you see lives beginning to be transformed. And I see that so much in my wife's ministry, day in and day out. She's working with different women and helping them understand that God has really called them into something much deeper than they realize. But there's something within us. God has purposed us as believers. He's purposed us to reach out to those around us. But I'm discovering that most through my wife, watching the work that she's doing. She's constantly giving of herself, but most of all, she's walking out her purpose in life. I hope that makes sense.
What do you think? I mean, Clara would say. Maybe you've heard her say it. What would she say to someone who is in the midlife season of life, period, where they are disillusioned, perhaps disenfranchised at that point? What would Clara say? What have you heard her say to someone like that?
The thing that I hear her say more than anything, in a direct or an indirect way, is you matter. You matter to God. You're important. All that you are is God's intent in this earth. That you have been put here for a reason. And despite the ups and the downs, despite the difficult circumstances, God has placed you on this earth for a purpose. And the thing that I hear her say more than anything to not just women, but to men, is you matter. You are the best that God has to offer. And again, when that message begins to well up inside someone, when it begins to take root, when it begins to take hold, then their life really does have purpose. But again, I want to go back to something that I said earlier in the work that I do with kids and even with our sons is helping them discover who they are, and who they are is God's purpose in this earth. We are all put here for God's purpose. We are not a mistake. We are not mistakes. God has intended something for us.
Doctor, could you lead in a prayer? Lead in a prayer for a middle school student that's riding in the car with mom right now or are listening, but also for a parent that's loves their child, their children, but that parent might also be going through a period of flux in their life too. Could you lead, please?
Sure. Father, in Jesus' name, I so graciously thank you for all that you've intended for our lives. Father, on our journey, whatever that journey might look like, in our quest to discover whatever that quest may look like, God, I ask that at every turn, at every fork in the road, that you be there in front of us. That you let us know, if you, Father, that you would whisper into the ears of a teenager when they're trying to do, just to find out who they are. For a parent, God, when they're struggling to understand that teenager that you put in their lives. For the adult who's trying to discover purpose, God, we ask that you would just whisper in their ear, that you would just allow your hands to rest on their heads and to feel the warmth of your touch, O God, that you would breathe, O God, let them feel the softness of your breath, O God, and just be assured that at every step in the journey, you are there. Amen. And the things that they're trying to discover, it's right in front of them, and it's you. God, help them to know that their purpose is your purpose, that their task is your task, their goal is your goal. Become one with them and help them discover who you are and what you've intended them to be and where you've intended them to go. That's my prayer for all those in the listening audience, O God, those at the sound of this voice, O God, help them to know your purpose for them. We thank you in your gracious name. Amen.
D, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your expertise, your compassion, your love.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope today, dear one, that you were built up by the wisdom and insight shared by Dr. D. Priester from midpack.edu. That's where you can find out more. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation I put together for you there. And to help us with your financial support to make a donation, again, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Ecclesiastes 7:12 says, wisdom is a shelter as money is a shelter. But the advantage of knowledge is this: wisdom preserves those who have it. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Dr. D. Priester. Find out more at midpack.edu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.